Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's continue with this amazing national, now international story about the Berkshire Museum. The art sale was stopped with a temporary injunction late last week. Now I see a member of the museum's collection committee has come forward. What did they have to say?
So this member of the museum's collections committee has resigned, and what he says is that there was a meeting called in July just before the Board of Trustees voted to sell off the art, and there was no agenda for the July 11th meeting of the collections committee. He didn't attend the meeting. He actually learned of the proposed sale through the newspaper and was shocked that the collections committee hadn't even discussed the deaccessioning of 40 major works of art from the collection. So he's resigned now from the collections committee. His name is Matt Kelly, and he spoke with Larry Parnas yesterday and explained his frustration and concern that if the collections committee wasn't involved in a discussion about the sale of the art, you know, he's calling into question that process.
And at this point, we're waiting until December, right, because of the injunction?
The injunction is good through December 11th, but the state AG's office has the opportunity to extend it if they can describe the length of their investigation.
From that story that continues to the story about Walmart in Pittsfield.
Yeah, so on Monday, a long-awaited filing by Waterstone Developers on this planned Walmart in a former GE site. It's a great big Walmart, 200,000 square feet planned. So that filing happened, and we reported on it. The very next day, we hear from Walmart that they do not plan to put a store there. So this has caused some confusion. The city appears to have been blindsided by this. Waterstone is keeping their plan in place at this point, which will trigger a whole series of public hearings and site evaluations. The site is kind of requiring some remediation, like $16 million worth of remediation.
And finally, the sad news to learn of longtime Berkshire Eagle reporter Derek Gentile, who has passed away.
Yeah, we are in shock as a newsroom. We're mourning Derek's passing. He died on Sunday of an aneurysm. I had the great pleasure of working with Derek for the last year and a half. Some of my fondest memories are working on a Saturday and talking to him about literature. He'd always come in and we'd talk about Kurt Vonnegut or Ray Bradbury. He gave us all chocolate every Friday, sort of a humanizing element in the newsroom. And, of course, a beloved writer throughout the Berkshires. I think one of Derek's greatest talents was handling weighty philosophical and human issues, but doing it in everyday language.
As I know the region does. We've been speaking with Samantha Wood, managing editor of news for the Berkshire Eagle. To read these stories and more, head to berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, we'll hope you have a good weekend and catch up with you next week.
Thanks, David. You too.